Richard free throw, and she ended up missing the next one, but she's like, you know, she has all these accomplishments to be on her belt, so it's hard to, like, even live up to. I don't know how to, I don't know if I can live up to that, but 100 free throws? I don't know. I gotta make at least two.
I don't think anyone could live up to Coach Burke's accomplishments or just her attitude and energy.
It's hard.
You're from Canada. You, Alex Klein, Chanel, what brought you here specifically? It's kind of a long way to come.
Yeah, it's a long way. I mean, I always told my mom, because me and my mom are close, you know, I'm going to try and stick within, you know, an 8-hour radius of home. Bryant is like 8.5 hours away. So, you know, this was on the outskirts. And when I visited here, you know, Alex and Chanel, I already knew them from the league that we play in back home. And I'm like, you know, they've found a home here. And I love the campus anyways, love the coaches. And so I kind of, like, found my little niche here. And I just decided to come.
Hockey fan?
No.
You know Boshko is. It's weird.
It's very strange. I'm not entirely sure where that comes from.
But not a hockey fan, huh?
No, my family is. My family is.
Maple Leafs?
Yes. Yeah, diehard Maple Leafs fan. You know, we could not even be in the conversation for the Stanley Cup, and we're still diehard Maple Leaf fans. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Raptors?
Yes, of course.
Blue Jays.
See, I'm not a baseball fan either. But my family is a Blue Jays fan. Yeah. I mean,
Raptors games always freaks me out because they have those 3D boards on the end lines. Always freaks me out. They're like not really there.
Yeah.
But they're there. It's weird. I can't do it. It's hard.
A lot of arenas have that now.
Yeah.
Just messes with your
Toronto mind. Had like the first one, and it always threw me off. But they got DeRozan, right? He's on the Raptors. Yep. He's good.
DeMar DeRozan. He's very good. Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry.
They got a good team. They do a lot with little.
They do.
Naomi, so to wrap things up here, because Pat has to get to Noontime Hoops, excitement for this weekend? Level 1 to 10?
50? I mean, I've only, you know, had significant minutes in 3 games now, and I'm still trying to prove myself, you know, for my own self and, you know, to the rest of the league and all that, and, you know, for my own team. So I'm really excited to, you know, play Providence, you know, all the RI teams, play Brown again, just to see what happens there, and just super excited.
Bulldogs start the Ocean State tip-off this weekend. Taking on PC Saturday at 1 p.m. Fans, make the quick trip over to Brown University. Naomi, this was a blast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Naomi. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Kat, I think we
another great show.
We killed our comeback next Tuesday. We may have some football guys in here because the playoff committee gives us the 4 teams this weekend. So I think that's probably the plan for next week.
Sounds appropriate.
Yeah, sounds appropriate. You may have to do it solo, though, because I'm going to be on the road.
Yeah, at Navy.
Men's Hoops at Navy.
So we got some big games this week. So we got Wednesday night, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip against Yale. This weekend, go down to Brown. Women's Hoops, 1 o'clock on Saturday against PC. If they win, it's, I believe, 3 o'clock.
If they win, yeah, it's at 3 o'clock
on Sunday.
Against either URI or Brown.
If they lose, 1 o'clock on Sunday against either URI or Brown.
Either way, going to be a lot of
busy weekend.
Action. Yeah, busy weekend in the state of Rhode Island.
And if you're at home on Saturday afternoon, you can watch Bryant Men's Hoops at Ohio.
Big game. ESPN3.
Yep.
Yep.
And then, of course, Ron Makeley's biggest game of the year is the Bulldogs go down to Navy.
his biggest game of the year. Who does he root for?
I don't know.
That's
good question.
We should get him on.
Yeah. I'll have to have him on next week.
He's not going to be here. Is he going to go to the game?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to see.
If you can get Ron Makeley on the show, oh my.
Yeah.
That would be big. Or Katie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we'd do a special show Thursday and have just Ron Makeley on. El Prez.
You just want to be here for it. You don't want to miss that.
I
You're being selfish.
Who wouldn't want to miss that? I'd fly back from Ohio just to make that show. That'll be the show of all shows. All right. So, Kennel, Pat and the Cat, thank you for joining us. Tune in next week, 11 a.m. You may or may not have both of us. You probably won't because I think I'll still be on the road. I may come back, though, if we get El Prez. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your week. Go Bulldogs.